Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
A hymn written to replace a national anthem is the subject of today's musical background. England's exhibition of naval and military might in celebration of Queen Victoria's 60th year on the throne has been called the greatest show ever put on by mankind. Poets from mainland and Dominion paid homage in song to the 78-year-old great-grandmother who by 1897 had broken all records for continuous reign. While many of the lyrical contributions were well-written and appropriate, the London Times insisted that none but Rudyard Kipling should write the official Jubilee poem. But Kipling was in the ill graces of the Queen because of one of his other poems. Besides, the author's two grandfathers had been Methodist ministers, and the boastful display of nationalistic pride was not in harmony with his sentiments. Even as England reeled from her display of military might, Kipling was quietly at work on a book he would call Captains Courageous. The Jubilee came and went. Still the Times persisted. Unable to get into the spirit of the occasion, Kipling disregarded the request. But after repeated barrages of telegrams, the 30-year-old poet-author put aside work on his book manuscript and wrote a poem for the London Times. The Times slapped it on the front page. It rocked the empire. But when the storm of protests subsided, a dazed nation settled down to ponder the sobering lines. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Rudyard Kipling was not the first English poet to put militaristic pride in a secondary place. During the 18th century, the empire was singing a new anthem called God Save Our Gracious King to music of a German melody when another poet wrote an entirely different set of stanzas for the same music. But the poet's homage was to a greater king than England's George II. In London, Italian orchestra leader Felice Di Giardini thought the anonymous verses were so stately that they deserved music distinctly their own. So in 1769, Di Giardini composed music just for the poem, and the world has been singing Come Thou Almighty King ever since. No one knows for sure who wrote the following hymn poem. Most hymnals simply list the author as anonymous. The author was perhaps not as indifferent to criticism as was Rudyard Kipling, and under the circumstances that inspired it, why the author did not sign it is understandable. There is evidence supporting the belief that it was the work of Charles Wesley, but whoever the poet, when he heard men singing praise to an earthly king, he wrote, Come thou, almighty king, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father all-glorious or all-victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days.
Oh, information that was used in today's musical backgrounds came from the book A Hymn Is Born. It was written by Clint Bonner and published by Broadman Press. Musical Backgrounds is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.